The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. I am so glad that you're with us today. You are in the right place. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up, and my name is Barbara. Yeah, you are in the right place because we're updating you all about Valor Christian School here in Sandpoint. You know, this is such an emerging, amazing story of transitions in education and in education choices for parents and students, not just here locally or in Idaho, but really to a great extent across America. Here to give us an in-depth look at Valor Christian School is Luke Patterson. He is the co-founder and the board chair for the school. Also with us is Dusty Smith, the school principal. You know, from my perspective, it looks like this school is on a fast track. It was for achieving its accreditation, fundraising, and now expansion that they're going to talk to you about. All of this happening in just a couple of short years. So all that is just for you. But before we take our first break, I want to make an announcement about an upcoming Panhandle Health District board meeting for all of District 1. It's this Thursday, February 20th at 2 p.m. in Hayden, Idaho at the Panhandle Health offices. And here's the deal. Why I'm emphasizing this meeting for you and the public is, of course, invited, is that the CDC gives health districts and hospitals guidelines on what they recommend parents are told about vaccines. And it's not that, I mean, somebody may say, well, they're withholding. They're not really. They're just making recommendations. This is what we recommend you tell parents. And the Panhandle Health District here in our District 1, which is the five northern counties, they're considering the option of giving you more information about vaccines. And I know this is, kind of a hot ticket item, but the issue is just, do you think that we should be getting more information or leave it the way it is? So if this is of interest to you, something that you would like to at least hear what the Board of Commissioners, I interviewed Dr. Thomas Fletcher just recently on the air, and he is the board chair for the five northern districts for the Board of Directors. So anyway, there you go. Thursday the 20th, 2 p.m. at the Panhandle Health offices in Hayden, this Thursday, February 20th. All right, you guys, as promised, Valor Christian School will be here right after this first break.
At the co-op this week, we have some new arrivals and old standards. Make sure you're prepared for winter driving. At the co-op, you'll find road flares, flashlights, traction sand, winter clothing, fire extinguishers, snack foods, emergency lights, and much more. Patty has brought in bat houses and bird feeders from Nature's Way. These beautiful wood constructions are suitable on the farm and in the city. We now carry airtight storage containers from OXO. Maybe now is the time to organize that pantry before spring. Finally, remember the co-op has a great selection of consignment saddles with several styles and prices to choose from. Now is a great time to come in and visit the co-op and see how we can help make this rural life a little easier. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6215. That's 800-289-6215. 800-289-6215.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome with me to Luke Patterson, Dusty Smith with the Valor Christian School. Welcome in to both of you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so very much. Let's refresh our audience with how Valor Christian School got started, when it got started, and kind of an overview of your mission.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've been operating for a year and a half now at this point. We started out with 9th and 10th grades with a plan to add one grade each year. And so this upcoming academic year, we'll be adding 12th grade. So we'll be a full high school. And it has been going really well. We started off year one with 10 students. This year, we started off with 17.
Wow.
And next year, we have a goal of 55, which we think is attainable. So we're seeing significant growth year over year, and it's been quite the fun ride. The students are learning a lot and growing a lot, and looking forward to telling you more about some of what we're seeing.
You know, it's interesting because I think some listeners out there think, well, those numbers aren't very high. Okay, 17, looking forward to 55. But really, given the community and just everything about the school, I think it's remarkable. Plus that you got accreditation in the first year. And as parents take a look at you, I think that would, at least for me, if I was thinking about enrolling, that would influence me. Why do you think you got accreditation so quickly, Luke?
I think we've really tried to move fast, and we've, you know, the team that we have is a really great group of individuals. So we've been building fast and with an eye for quality. We don't want to have to unbuild things, so we're trying to do it right from the very beginning. And the accreditation team was so impressed with our progress in just 1 year.
Yeah.
They really couldn't believe it and had no problem at all moving us into full accreditation status.
Give us the organization that would do the accreditation for a private school like Valor.
Yeah, it's the acronym is ACSI. It's Association of Christian Schools International. So they're the biggest one. They work with Christian schools all over the world and accredit them, and really great organization.
And the accreditation is it for a period of time that it gets renewed? How does that work?
Yeah, they use a 3-year cycle. So every 3 years, they'll come in and with a team do a site visit for a couple days and interview families and staff and look through all the materials and just do an overall rigorous assessment.
All right. Well, we talked about, or you just mentioned about the expansion, Luke. Let me take and get Dusty in on this conversation. So as principal, what, you know, of the top 122 items that's on your to-do list, what are the top five when you consider this kind of expansion from a middle school to a full high school next year?
Yeah, I think for me, day-to-day, the biggest thing is trying to make sure I'm spending enough time in classrooms with teachers and students to ensure that you know, the strategies we're using and the curriculum we're using are truly meeting the needs of our students, and that you know, teachers who had not worked together prior to this year are able to understand what the teachers are teaching around them in the day and design homework loads and just a whole curriculum that's going to best prepare students to live victorious Christian lives in the future.
Give me an idea, give our audience an idea of what are the tools that you use to evaluate, let's talk about the students first, how the students are doing and what kind of testing or what kind of reviews are you doing?
Sure, yeah. So probably the first level is a lot of our curriculum has assessments built in that you would see, you know, the typical test at the end of a unit or chapter. Teachers are also assigning writing projects where they're evaluating the writing students are doing. And then about in a month and a half, we're going to be giving some testing that's more broad-based to all of our students that will evaluate their progress in mathematics, reading, and writing. And those tests are normed with students all over the world and all over the United States that take them, so we can get a better sense of how our students compare to their peers.
Are you talking about standardized tests that are common here in Idaho?
Yeah, so it is a standardized test. We're going to be using one. It's called Iowa, so it's used by schools across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it's you're not just at some point comparing abilities with other Christian schools, but it's with any school, whether it's private or public.
Yeah, any
or
school that would use that test.
That would
correct.
Use that test.
Yeah.
You can see where our students are in
yeah.
there.
And then it'll take more time, but down the road, as we start to have students preparing for graduation, they'll be taking college entrance exams.
Right.
And then another test that's kind of up and coming is the classical learnings test, which is a college entrance exam that has more of a classical focus, including rhetoric, logic, higher math, writing.
I've never even heard of that. Not that I necessarily would anymore. I'm not in education, but so tell us about that. Both of you can respond to that, but tell us about that and how is that a part of your curriculum?
Yeah, so I think we, you know, starting in ninth grade, we have students that are taking logic. Next year, our eighth grade students will take it. So to me, the focus is rather than giving students a list of things that we want them to know, we're trying to teach them kind of how to think and how to learn so that as they go now into any other curriculum, be it history, literature, or science, they can apply those reasoning skills to see what makes sense. So this test I mentioned kind of steps back and attempts to measure some of those things like critical thinking skills and logic that are not always assessed through the SAT or the ACT.
You know, this may seem simplistic, but use the word reasoning. And the other word that came into my head at that time was reading. I mean, I know, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but it just seems like there are such important skill sets that's combined in reading to understand what the author is saying and then what the author means without being judgmental. I don't know. I could go through a little list that I think, but I think it's really...
I agree. I think literature today and in a lot of schools has become more about, you know, what does the student take away from this passage? And that's important. Students should be able to read it and take things away. But the author's intent,
right.
When the author wrote that, there was something that they wanted to communicate.
Exactly.
It's not always clear. You know, we've got to peel back layers, whether it be cultural, historical, geographical things, to understand what their intended audience was supposed to take away from that. And that's a whole different skill as a literature teacher. To not just ask students, what do you think the author means? And by think there,
right.
to what does the author mean and what's the evidence you can gather to support that,
yeah.
that thinking?
I just think that is so good. And there were a couple of adjectives that we were talking about before we went on the air that your curriculum is, you describe it, and I think there were parents that described it or were looking for a robust curriculum, a rigorous set of academic standards. Luke, coming back to you, I mean, what are some examples for parents that are listening that would help them understand that your curriculum, the way you teach, what you offer the students is rigorous?
Absolutely. Well, I think there's a couple different things I could say about that. One is that the standard approach over the last 100 years or so really has moved more and more towards information regurgitation. So I'm memorizing large amounts of information. I don't, as a student, maybe know how it fits together. And then I regurgitate that for a test and I move on.
Right.
With the hope that somehow some of that information I will retain and it will be useful later on. Our focus is very different, really. We are trying to help the students understand how everything fits together, first of all, and to teach them the skills, like Dusty said, of thinking and communicating and reasoning. So even in our assessments, we have a long-term vision to move more and more away from fill-in-the-box multiple choice to more discussion, presentation, writing, etc. So the students actually have to understand what they're learning and then learn how to communicate it, learn how to debate and interact with ideas at a higher level. And that's very, very rigorous. And it's something that is very important to set young people up for success in our modern, very sophisticated and complex world.
You know, I just agree to the extent that I understand what this all means in your curriculum. I agree with two things that you said, and I want to ask Dusty about it. How does this manifest itself, this idea of helping the students reason, understand how things fit together, and not just regurgitate a set of facts that within, I don't know how long it'd take, they'll forget a lot of them. But homework. How do you help them have homework that is less not just answer the questions and get through it, but do some thinking?
Yeah, I mean, something that stands out to me is in our writing. So the rhetoric class, which has primarily been about writing, persuasive writing recently, and literature. You know, I'm seeing that teacher where she will assign things, they have time to create an outline, write a draft, and then they're sitting down with their peers, maybe around a small table, reading each other's writing, giving feedback. There's other days that it's posted around the room and they're able to walk around, read something, leave sticky notes. Mm. And then, you know, they did a recent one where they wrote a piece of satire to kind of take a position on something that was important to them. And they also had to create memes and cartoons. So to demonstrate that point through writing, but also through visual representations. So I think those are some things where, you know, maybe in other situations, you just read it and identify what the author is trying to do, but they're also going out and creating their own.
Right, exactly. The other word that you used a couple of times, Luke, was communication. Honestly, I just, you know, I struggle with that every week here. You know, it's just, it's so important to find the right words and to be clear, even in our most basic communications. How do you teach that? How do you help the students develop that skill set?
There's a number of different ways, but you mentioned reading before, and I think that's a significant part of that. So reading older books, mm-hmm. where it's a much larger vocabulary, reading those when you're younger, reading often, we learn so much about communication through what we read, through what we hear. And even just the way that in earlier times, individuals and writers worked through ideas and problems, the way that they thought, we actually can learn that too by reading. Mm-hmm. So that's one significant way. And then Dusty mentioned the rhetoric class. That's a multi-year class. So the students continue to go to higher levels, 1, 2, 3, to where by the end, they are learning, they're standing up in front of the class, they're debating a position, they're interacting with challenges to their position. And so we're not wanting to just say, hey, here's how you do it and push them out the door. We're actually wanting to put them through training cycles where they practice, they practice, they practice. Mm-hmm. The most important things that they're going to be doing in their life, why not give them the opportunity to practice in a safe environment before they go out into the real world and it's maybe not so safe.
A safe environment and supportive.
Exactly.
And teaching. You know, helping, I guess, because you can stand up in a lot of boardrooms and nobody's going to help you.
That's right.
you're kind of on your own unless you've got what we used to call a rabbi in the room or a mentor who would look out for you. Before we take our break, I just want to mention this idea of reading some old things. I had reason to read recently George Washington's, I think it was his goodbye address. And what struck me was, first of all, his sentences were very long. I mean, these were long, complex thoughts that you had to think about as you read it. And I was just so impressed all over again with the way he thought and what he was saying, what he was trying, and I think successfully to communicate in that goodbye address. It was just really, really good. And I think it was in the same one, though. I could be wrong, because I've read this about George Washington also, where he prayed and he said, "I pray that I will listen to you, Lord, as carefully as I am hoping you are listening to me." And I thought, oh, that's a good prayer. All right, everybody, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis, 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
As always, we've got it going on for you today, Tuesday Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and my guests are Luke Patterson, Dusty Smith. They are two of the leaders and teachers at Valor Christian School here in Sandpoint. And so, Luke, I want to bring it back to you about the expansion to really help our audience understand how this expansion, what this expansion is that you're offering.
Yeah, we're so excited to announce it. Like I mentioned before, our original vision was to be purely a high school only. As we've gone on, we've realized, wow, we're making a really big impact on our students. What would it be like if we had them earlier, if we had more time with them, more years with them? And so we made the decision a few weeks back, a month ago, that we're going to expand to include middle school grades as well. So 7th and 8th grades. We'll then have a full coverage 7th through 12th grades this upcoming academic year. And thus our name has changed from Valor Christian High School to Valor Christian School. We couldn't be more excited.
You know, middle school is really, all of the years are important of all of our lives. But there is something really transitional, very important about middle school students as they're coming from elementary and then into high school, right? It's a good time to really get a hold of your kids at home and your kids in school.
Exactly. I think that age especially is an age when young people are beginning to ask a lot of questions and maybe push back on ideas. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we recognize. And as we continue to build out the school, we want to make space for that in a constructive way and actually use that so that students can begin to question things that they should be questioning and be seeking answers for themselves and maintaining that curiosity that mm-hmm. God's given all of us. A lot of times it just gets hammered out of young people because they are told, don't question, don't seek after these things, just memorize this information. This is the way it is.
Yeah, just get along, go along, don't upset things. That is so true. So expansion, this is for both of you. I guess, Dusty, I'll start with you first. You are expanding. You're now middle school, 7th and 8th, and then a full high school, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? Why do you believe that parents are choosing you, parents and students?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately there are a lot of reasons. You know, when I talk to parents, I hear about concerns for rigor in different school situations that they're in. I talk to parents who've been homeschooling and they have concerns about their own ability to teach higher content. Like you start to encounter math, science, writing at the high school level. Maybe it's socialization. I think each individual family, they have to sit down and consider what does my child need at this stage of their life and what school is going to best provide that. And I think for a lot of parents, the focus on godly character, strong academics, and kind of having a bigger cohesion of being a Christian educational environment, that's going to check boxes for a lot of parents to want to be involved with us.
Same question to you. Why do you think, in addition to what Dusty said, that parents and students are choosing you and that you're seeing this growth?
Yeah, I really think there's a trend and a shift that we're enjoying being a part of, which is that parents more and more are thinking about who the person is on the inside, who their child is, who they're becoming. Not just whether or not they have skills or informational knowledge and preparation for a career. Our families have made it very clear that they care deeply about the character that's being developed in their child. And so our focus in that area, our focus on not just educating the mind, but educating the heart of the individual is something that we have found resonates very strongly with the families that are approaching us.
You know, it's interesting, Luke, because really, I know they say, teachers or schools spend more time with your kids than you do. I don't know how that sorts out, but if you make an easy math out of it, if they're in school for 8 hours and they sleep for 8 hours, that gives parents and family about 8 hours. I don't know. I mean, the weekends, I know. But really, schools are very influential over kids. And so parents want to be careful about who is influencing their kids. And I'll just say for me, as I've looked at grandkids, especially those early years before middle school, is so critical for that child to be, protected and guided by what the parents want and what the parents believe.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe that parents carry the responsibility of educating their kids. It's not the responsibility of the state. And that's a God-given responsibility. And so we view what we're doing as an extension of that responsibility, that we're partners with the parents. They come to us and evaluate us and say, this is what we want. Exactly. So go for it, run with it. But we work in close partnership with them.
Yeah, that is so good. I want to go back, Dusty, with you to some of your curriculum highlights. Here you are with parents and students who are asking for a more robust education, more rigorous, something that aligns with what they want for their kids, as Luke said, that the character is really, really important. It's not just a word on the wall. It's actually building that character. So what are some more of the curriculum offering that you have that you can tell our audience about?
Yeah, I mean, that just makes me think of a conversation with a teacher this morning where some of the students said, like, are you teachers getting together and planning what to teach us? Because we're starting to hear the same thing over and over and over. And to me, that's a success. The fact that things they're learning in one class, they're learning those things across other classes as well. Yeah, so, you know, for our students, obviously they're all taking a math, a science, a literature, a history class. We talked about rhetoric and logic as being extensions of the reasoning and communication process. This year, all of our students are taking PE and a music class. We're hoping next year with 7th and 8th grade students maybe to be incorporating a choir so they have that during their day. Mm-hmm. And then some other electives that might be focused on kind of like life skills. We're hoping to find some teachers who are willing to come partner with us and work
like
on some of those classes.
And changing tire.
Yeah, it could
life
be personal
skills.
Finance. Yeah. You know, things related to nutrition, managing a household. So it kind of just depends on, you know, what someone comes to me and says, hey, I'd be interested in teaching this class. Yeah. Here's my vision for it. Here's what we need to run it.
You know, I attended high school at a small high school in Illinois. So I was, you know, relatively big fish in a little puddle. And then I went to the University of Illinois and it was overwhelming. And one of the first classes I took was public speaking or whatever, speech 101. And I couldn't believe how difficult that was, because even though I was, you know, doing things like in plays and, I don't know, class president, stuff like that, I had not really learned to stand up in front of a group that you don't know and speak. So look at this childhood, this memory I've got from when I was a freshman in college and how difficult that was for me. So what are you doing to help your students speak to strangers, not their friends or, you know, their families?
Yeah, so we have a monthly assembly, and not every month, but on a few of those occasions, we've had students get up and speak. When they do that, they're speaking to the entire student body,
okay,
all of their teachers that are there. There's often parents. Sometimes supporters have been there. We have grandparents that come on occasion, sometimes just friends of friends. So that's kind of the next step beyond maybe getting up and speaking in front of your classmates in
a
smaller room.
Yeah.
And as our school grows, that's going to become a more significant number of individuals that they're speaking to.
Yeah, it's really important. And I'd add the word extemporaneous in there also. Think on your feet's a good thing. And they're young. I mean, you wouldn't expect them to be able to do it really well yet, but it would be really good to get that foundation going. What about extracurricular?
Yeah, we have a number of different things. So our volleyball team, ladies volleyball team, completed their first season. They competed against teams from all around the area. As our population grows in the school, like I mentioned, we're planning on 55 students this next academic year. We're going to be able to continue adding more sports. I think clay pigeon shooting is on the list, maybe men's basketball, and then I think tennis. So we're going to continue doing that. We're piloting a new program this spring with our current students called Protocol. And the focus of that is kind of etiquette protocol, working around like formal dining situations, formal attire, manners when you're engaging with the opposite sex. A lot of these things that previous generations they had down, they understood them, and we've lost them over the last, 50, 75 years. And so we're wanting to bring back some of those things. They're so helpful, not only for professional life, but even in the home. Here's how you set a really nice table for your family and enjoy family time and community together.
Why did we lose teaching etiquette? I mean, and that the word to embrace everything that you were talking about, how to introduce people, how to be introduced and what to say. Because when you're young and you're not taught, you're just like, it's a terrible feeling. And it does not create confidence or comfort as you move through life and hopefully take off for college or military or whatever you're going to do. Etiquette, I like it.
Yeah, I think, maybe in the 60s is an easy time to point to. But yeah. I think that there was a widespread rejection of values mm-hmm. from previous generations. And I think a lot was lost in that. And part of what we're trying to do with this school is not just blanket reimpose those, but really help our students understand that those values came from somewhere.
They have a purpose.
They have a purpose. And and they're actually, if they're good, if they're loving to one another, they're probably derived in some way from what we understand of the character of God as revealed in the Bible. And so helping them connect those dots, that there's actually a reason why we treat others with respect, why we speak well of others and interact with them well, that we're trying to be loving as we've been called to be.
Yeah. I think another word that just came in addition to what is kindness. Etiquette really is kindness to others, to make them comfortable so they know you can help them by doing that. All right. We are incredibly up against our last break. We're going to take it, but don't go anyplace because we have a lot more just for you.
At the co-op this week, we have some new arrivals and old standards. Make sure you're prepared for winter driving. At the co-op, you'll find road flares, flashlights, traction sand, winter clothing, fire extinguishers, snack foods, emergency lights, and much more. Patty has brought in bat houses and bird feeders from Nature's Way. These beautiful wood constructions are suitable on the farm and in the city. We now carry airtight storage containers from OXO. Maybe now is the time to organize that pantry before spring. Finally, remember the co-op has a great selection of consignment saddles with several styles and prices to choose from. Now is a great time to come in and visit the co-op and see how we can help make this rural life a little easier. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, or as some of our long-term customers call us, Selkirk Doors Glass and Cabinets. And the door line that we're really excited about is Rogue Valley Doors. For close to 40 years now, Rogue Valley Doors has grown into America's largest builder of wood doors. And that's not to forget Therma-True fiberglass and steel doors. So here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors, we invite you to come into our showroom and see our collection and create your own vision for your home. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Snow days are the best days, especially when there's fresh powder on the mountain.
But getting there, that's where Subaru Symmetrical All-Wheel Drive comes in. Glide up the icy roads with confidence and enjoy stability on every twist and turn.
Pack your gear, load up the crew, and let the heated seats keep you warm on the way.
Because with Subaru, getting up to the ski hill is just as thrilling as the ride down.
Celebrate the Subaru A Lot to Love event now through March 31st at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed your car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
It's time to look and feel better. It's time to get back into shape. Take action at Natural Fitness Gym. Natural Fitness gives you two locations at one great price. In Sandpoint on Superior Street and in Ponderay on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Join today and you'll have 24-hour access to some of the best exercise equipment available. Clean atmosphere and friendly staff combined with rate choices that fit your needs. Join Natural Fitness and get results today.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Hey everybody, thanks again for tuning in today. You know, if you haven't been able or aren't able to stay with us for this last segment, you can always listen to a recording or any recording of past shows on our online site, northidahoradio.com. You just navigate to the live noon hour, and then you navigate to Speak Up. That's me. And then you can find a program that you can listen to, and you'll be able to listen to the entire show today with Luke Patterson and Dusty Smith with Valor Christian School. This is an expanded school. It's so exciting. Middle school and a full high school now being offered for the 2025-26 school year. And Dusty, you have information for our audience about applications and scholarships.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, we are accepting applications for all grades 7 through 12 right now. It's valorsandpoint.com, and there's a link to go to the applications page. We're using an online forum this year, so you can create an account, and should be easy process that you can get in and use. After families go through the application process, I schedule an interview, so they come into school, interview the parents and the student, and then we make a decision about their enrollment. And if they've completed that, then they do have the option to apply for financial aid. So we have number of families that have been awarded scholarships to help them get tuition to a level that's more affordable for where they are. And our goal this year is to raise funds to continue to do that with a larger number of students next year. As Luke mentioned, we're hoping to have about 55 students in grades 7 through 12, and we'll also hopefully be hiring another 3 to 4 teachers to fill in those grade levels. So if you know anyone that's interested in sending their children, or any teachers who are, you know, looking maybe for a little change of pace, check us out.
All right. So valorsandpoint.com is the website. So the first step is the application. And once they've made that application, then they can get scheduled for a tour. Is that the way it
works? Yeah. And I should say, I mean, families could come in for a tour anytime.
Okay.
You know, if a family just wants to drop in, stop by our office. We're located in the south building of the North Summit church campus, so they could just pop in. I'd be happy to meet with them and answer questions. But yeah, if they've decided that, you know, they want to get into the process formally, start the online application, and yeah, we'll go from there.
They could do that first, or call and make a tour. So 201 North Division, just right a block down from the library, right?
That's right.
So it's really convenient, really close.
Yep. There's a big sign above her door. If you pull in the parking lot, you'll see us.
All right. Excellent. So applications are open now, and scholarships hopefully will be available. What about parents that want to enroll one or two of their kids? Would there be some kind of a financial break for them to help them a little bit?
Yeah. So if you go on our website, all the tuition and fees are listed out there, but we do offer some tuition reductions if there are multiple children in the same family. So some of that will be updated in the coming weeks, but there is an explanation of what some of those adjustments
are. Excellent. Luke, a question for you before we run out of time, and that has to do, you mentioned before about the character development and how important that was, and that's what parents are focusing in on. Well, what are some of the character traits that you at Valor Christian School are interested in developing in your students?
Yeah, my favorite topic to talk about, actually. You know, I think one of the good things to remember is that with a Christian school, what you're getting is completely different than a secular school. And the reason is because in a Christian school, you have a well-defined, clear answer as to whether there is absolute truth and what that truth is. And so from that, you're able to derive an environment where students can pursue truth, goodness, and beauty, and know that those are real things. And they're not relative to the individual. right? Like they had, going from classroom to classroom to classroom, in some schools, you'll get a different answer as to what truth is, whether truth is real or knowable, whether beauty is real or knowable. It's so relative. At our school, the great benefit is that we have a fixed reference point, which is Jesus Christ, and everything else revolves around that. So when we talk about the character of the individual, it's the same thing. Like, how do you define good character? Mm-hmm. Well, we have the benefit of serving a God that has character that he has displayed and revealed to us. And so that's where we're all aiming at. And so when we're working with our students, we are trying to shape them along those lines, trying to encourage them to develop a internal culture, mm-hmm. not just an external culture, an internal culture of love of learning. We talked about reading before, right? Like, why do you love to learn a lot and love to discover different things? It's because you are discovering parts of what God has created, right? It's not just useful data for your own personal advancement.
Yeah.
It's that you're on a journey of discovery of the world and of truth. And so those are the types of things that we're continuing to refine our program more and more to aim at. And we're so excited about.
That is so good. You know, it makes me think that this internal, do you do it because it's inside you, or are you doing it because of an external force? Like, are you doing it because mom and dad are making you do it? And as soon as you get out of high school and get to college, military, whatever, you're going to do what you want to do? Or are you developing this internal quality in you that says, you know, I want to be a person of integrity. I understand what that means. I want to be kind. I want to tell the truth, even when it's difficult. That is a hard thing to learn because it's not in our nature to do that, I think.
That's right. And I don't think it's pragmatic. I think a lot of times we try to go to helping the kids see, okay, this is going to work out for you in the end, but we have the benefit of having a different motive, which is to please God.
Exactly.
Because we love him and we're thankful to him and we want to become like him.
And everything we look at and everything we see is related to his truth. I don't have time to go into an example. Next time we talk, I have a good example for you. Real quickly, we've got like 1 minute. Talk about career development for teachers. What do you offer your teachers, Dusty, to help them?
Yeah, I mean, just real quick. So last summer, we took a group of teachers and attended just a teacher training. So there were individuals who have been involved in education for some of them 20 plus years, experts in literature, history, math, and they just got up and shared about, you know, what helps them run a successful classroom. The two things I want to mention though before we go, we have a couple opportunities coming up. March 7th, we're going to have a morning where incoming 7th and 8th graders can stop by the school and sit in on a couple classes to see what it's like to be a student of valor. And then we have an open house coming up on March 14th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's open to all families. So parents could come, bring their kids. It'll just be a question and answer session, information about the school, tours of the building, some of those things. So if families are looking for something to kind of see, you know, what's it actually look like and feel like in our school, those are two opportunities that they can do that.
Absolutely. That's really good information. So March 14th, the open house for anyone, parents and kids who are interested, what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And that's at the school.
At the school. Yep.
201 North Division, right just down at the North Summit Church, but there's a big sign for your entrance. Well, you guys, we covered a lot, and it was so enjoyable. I just wish you the best. So impressed.
Thank you.
I'm not sure I want to go back to high school exactly. But if I could or needed to, I'd want to go to this high school. All right.
Yeah, let us know. Maybe you can come by and guest speak someday in a rhetoric class.
Well, once I understand exactly what you mean by rhetoric. Anyway, all right, Luke Patterson and Dusty Smith, thank you. Come on back next week. Next Tuesday, I'll be talking with Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale. Always good information on elections, registration, clerk's office activities, news that you can use. So again, thanks everybody for being with us today. Slow down out there, love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.